in the morning, I'm eating my cereal. You're a fucking place, cause I feel great. Yeah, I've been out back, but I'm getting high. You can tell by that smile on my face. Yeah. I ain't play AAU, but I got AU gold. Yeah, it's golden age. This is my shot, I'ma take 'em. Swish, that is amazing. I wake up in the morning, I'm eating my cereal. You're a fucking place, cause I feel great.
What is up, everybody? This is Stay Woke with Ant. I'm your host, Anthony Council, waking up with energy every single day. I hope that you guys are having an amazing day today and a fantastic holiday as well. This upcoming week is Christmas. Christmas is fast approaching. Make sure that you guys get your presents. Make sure that you guys, you know, keep up the holiday cheer all the time. You know, keep the energy up. And hey, if you haven't heard this new album yet, it just popped today. This album just released today by who? The very own D Glitchy, my cousin, you know. And I just hope that you guys tune into his music today. Go to SoundCloud/D Glitchy, or you can go to on a Spotify or Apple Music to listen to his music. This is his intro called Golden. Like I said, it just popped today. Make sure you guys go check it out. And right now, we have a very special guest on the show today, on the podcast, on the YouTube channel. We got D Glitchy in the building, man. Okay. What is up, bro? How you doing?
Yo. What's down? Hey, man.
How have you been? How have you been, bro?
I've been working hard on this album, and I finally got it out, so that's just like a good feeling off of me. I feel lighter, I feel great about things, you know what I'm saying? Like, Golden Age is going to be something big. Overall, I'm feeling pretty good.
That's great, bro. That's fantastic. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
How hard was it making this album?
Man, it was pretty difficult. Well, it was pretty tedious for me. I'm saying, like, making music for me is, like, it's fun. So I have fun, like, recording the songs. But when it got down, like, to producing and, like, the mixing and mastering, like, the breaking it down to get it to sound how I wanted it to sound, that was kind of tedious for me just because, like, each song went through so many transitions just to get, like, the perfect sound that I wanted. So it's like, dang. But overall, I mean, it was worth it in the end. So it's like, okay, it's worth the wait for me and worth the wait for y'all. So I feel like y'all going to enjoy it. Wait, I enjoy. I took time off listening to Golden Age, though. Like, I hear each song each and every day, like, a million times, just mixing and mastering myself. So it's like, I hear it so many times, it's like, dang. But I still enjoy it every time I listen to it. Like, each time I make it, it sounds better and better. So I just took some time off of it so I can enjoy it the same way y'all enjoy it as soon as I release it. So it's like.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome, bro. That's fantastic, bro. So how do you know, like, which song to put on the album, which song just to, you know, take off, and like, what's that thought process like, bro? Because, I mean, you a musical genius up there, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when I was making Golden Age, it really wasn't, like, an extreme thought, like, I was going to make it, like, this big album, because when I first thought about it, I just thought it was going to be, like, a mini masterpiece, so I was going to make it, like, a little mixtape or some good songs I had, so then Golden Age came to mind, like, okay, I'm just... But the thought process of putting the songs in order is just like the sound of it to me. To me, it's like the sound of it and like the beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they all got to fit together at the theme of the album. So that's like my thought process when I'm going through. I just, you know what I'm saying? I listen to each and every song that I got. And I just pick something out that'll sound good. And then, but to me, it's like they all end up sounding good together anyway. Like, just on accident type thing.
So
for real, I did this on purpose /accident. I do it.
So on purpose accident, basically a golden accident, really, right?
Yeah. See, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. That's awesome. So Golden Age is your third album coming out. You released Fourth Dimension, right? A couple years ago, you released Through My Eyes, as well as the deluxe version. I believe you released that like last year, from what I. This year, right?
Yeah, Through My Eyes.
Through My Eyes, right? This year, you released that this year, and yeah. now Golden Age. So you released at least two albums this year, yep. man. Yep. So what made you want to do that? What made you want to release Golden Age like right now, after releasing one, after releasing an album, like in the beginning of the year?
Because, well, I feel like Through My Eyes was just something like, Through My Eyes was just like, to me, it's like the seed that I'm playing for my music, you know what I'm saying? Like, because when I made Through My Eyes, each song had like a, its own thing to it. Like, each song was just different. Like, the whole album was just different about it. Like, if you listen to it, you just understand, like, you would know, like, this song, like, the whole album was just different back then. And then, I was just wanting, thinking about dropping Golden Age, because Golden Age is something different. That's like really something to boom, push it out the gate. That's something to push it out the gate to get the next year started. And I just feel like now is a good, perfect time for me to get it out there. Cause I've been talking about Golden Age since about June, and it's what now, December. Mm-hmm. So I got folks waiting for it, and I just been teasing it over time and over time, and just building like some kind of hype for it. You know what I'm saying? Just to get the folks ready. And then when I finally release it, it'll just be like something big. Oh, this is what they've been waiting for, and like it's worth the wait. It's worth the wait and go.
Yeah, man. Yeah, because yeah, this is a perfect Christmas gift. One, just to open up, you know, listen to. I've listened to most of the album, not all of them, but I've listened to most of the songs on the album. Very, mm-hmm. very good content. I gotta say, from the very beginning that you've started to now, I see a very big. I see a lot of growth from this album compared to your first one. Mm-hmm. And the songs, just they sound so good. And I mean, like I know you have a little sister, for one. And I know one of her favorite songs on the album, just from talking to you off air, is Booyah. Booyah. Booyah.
Booyah. That's her song, for real. That's her song.
So what made you want to make that... What made you want to make Booyah? Like, why that song?
Booyah?
Yeah, because it's a jumping song. It's a jumping song, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Well, like, I don't know. It just, like, it just came to thought. When I heard the beat, I'm just like, what would go good on this beat? Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I like making different kind of music, you know what I'm saying? I like changing up a little bit. Like, I can talk about something where I can get somebody lit just by saying certain kind of words or getting to come in differently, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, Booyah, hey, Booyah, because I was lit in the moment because I had just finished a song, so that gave me some energy to keep going and make another song. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, Booyah, hey, Booyah, you know what I'm saying? Just,
hey.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Like, if you want to move, like, Booyah. Like, you just come in with energy, so
right.
I just can't put energy on it and say, Booyah. And it just went with it.
Right. And now talking about energy, this year has been a year where there has been ups and downs and a whole bunch of craziness, especially with the pandemic, with the election, just with the Black Lives Matter movement. You know, a lot of things have been moving and shaking in the year 2020 altogether. How has this year been for you?
Well, this year, from beginning to end, it started off pretty good, you know what I'm saying? Things were feeling pretty good. Now, I started off the year performing for the first time, like, in an actual arena place, like, in front of people and everything. Before that, I just went in front of ARs and stuff, but just, like, being in front of a crowd was just different. So, I started off the year with two shows. Like, things was going good, you know what I'm saying? Moving along great. Went to Miami on March. Right when spring break, and that's when coronavirus hit. So it's like, dang, everything kind of got shut down, slowed down just a little bit. I had another show coming up around like May, but then coronavirus just kept like being bigger and bigger and bigger, and things just like kept getting closed down. So things, it was like a minor step back, but it was like, for me, I took it as it's just more time for me to work on my music and my craft. And over that time, that's what I was doing. Like, you can tell from Through My Eyes, through Golden Age, you can tell I just sat down and really, really worked on my craft each and every day. Because, you know, I wake up in the morning around like 8, 9 o'clock, hop in the studio, be in there till about 2 o'clock, you know, I eat something, right back in the studio till about 4 in the morning. 3 in the morning. Now I just be working all day. So trying to perfect my craft and do what I got to do to be the best I can be. But then, you know, this year, it's been like a roller coaster, you know what I'm saying? We lost our granddad, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Right.
That was really kind of unexpected because I really wanted him to see me making the music. So I just kind of took that energy from him not seeing it to make me want to even go harder just for the family that's still here that can see it physically. But, you know, he's still watching, so he's like, we can go harder. So we just got to go harder for him. But we're going to end this year off stronger with Golden Age, so it's all good, you know what I'm saying? We got to go back up. We've been up, but we still going up.
Right. Always. Yep. We always going up. That's one thing for sure. So what are your plans for, because, you know, Christmas is coming up this week. What are your plans for Christmas? What you got going on?
Nothing really, you know, I'm just enjoy time with my family, pretty much, you know what I'm saying? I've been working so hard on the album, so it's like, I got to have some breaks here and there in between. Like, every day it's just been something I had to do, like, each and every day, so it's like, I ain't really have time to really sit down and enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Man, I know you're going to enjoy that food. I know you're going to enjoy that food. Oh. Especially if Aunt Crystal's cooking the food, cooking that macaroni like she did it on Thanksgiving. Booyah! Booyah!
Yeah, her food go crazy.
Right. So what is your favorite song on the album? Like, what's your top song? You got like, I think 15 songs on the album.
Yeah, it's 15 though.
Yeah, you got 15 songs on the album. You got a lot of choices. What's your favorite song on the album?
My favorite song on the album, gotta see. My favorite song, I don't know. They all my favorite.
Said they all my babies.
Yeah, but let me think. It's a tough one, like, cause they all hard. But my favorite will probably be 11-11, like that.
Here, let's play that right quick. Let's play that right quick. This is 11-11.
I really feel like the
favorite. So 11-11. That's your favorite song right there.
Yes, sir.
So why 11-11? What's that about?
Like, what's the meaning about of the song?
Yeah, yeah. What's the meaning around 11-11?
Meaning on 11-11? Well, I'm pretty sure most folks know, like, when they see 11-11, they make a wish. You know what I'm saying? It's like a like a spiritual number, you know what I'm saying? It's like make a wish number, you know what I'm saying? So this song is like, I really feel like the one.
I mean, you is the one.
Like, that's why I repeated so many times, but that's, I feel like the chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in my music, like I see signs, like my whole, like I see a whole bunch of different signs and meanings of why I should make music and why I should keep going and like reasons why. So it is like, I named it 11-11 because that's like a natural sign. It's make a wish type sign.
Nice.
And that song is like, mm-hmm. And second verse is like, I see the signs, no, I won't miss it. I'm in the paint with my foot on the pivot. We gotta get to the looter submission. No man left behind, but we gotta get them dips. Better be in your ground, no banana Pacific. Not got you no lot.
Hey, like, yeah, hey, yeah. Okay.
I won't miss it, but I'm like, I see a whole bunch of signs, and I can't miss them because, like, if I miss the signs, like, a whole bunch of stuff can go wrong. But if I see the sign and catch it, like, I can make my next move off of that.
How do you know what signs to go towards? Because, like, you can see a stop sign, and you'd be like, oh, it's time to go. But it says stop.
Well, I mean, like, the signs is, like, basically the numbers. Like, numbers I see.
Right.
I got 17 on my neck. I always see 17. Why? But why, though? Like, why do I always see 17? I don't know. My right. Birthday is February 17th. If I watch a movie right now, the first thing I probably hear is 17. Like, why 17, though? Like, that's just crazy, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do I always see or hear that number all the time? So it's, like it's, like, a significant meaning for me. But it's really a reason behind it. But the reason I named it 11-11 is, like, I see different signs and what the signs mean to me. You know what I'm saying? They kind of go with the Bible. Yeah, I don't read the Bible, but it's, like, I can understand the Bible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I know you're very spiritual, very much so. I mean, because, you know, the household that you grew up in, I mean, the family dynamic that we grew up in together as cousins, I mean, it's always been like that. And it more likely will always be like that whenever we get older and stuff. So that's a really big thing. That's a really good thing. Also, I want to talk about this one kid, though, this one person. And I might have to play this song, too, because there's this one person. Who we've talked about a little bit, a young producer, 14 years old, Adam, man, bro, this kid, Adam, man,
my boy.
I was listening to the song. It was actually the first song that I listened to, when I pulled up the album on SoundCloud. By the way, if you guys want to listen to his music, go to SoundCloud/DGlitchy. And his new album, Golden Age, is out right here, right now, today. Also, it will be streaming on SoundCloud, yes, as well as Spotify and Apple Music. Yeah. But
YouTube, all streaming platforms coming soon today.
All streaming platforms. And a new music video that's going to be popping real soon. I can't tell you what happened. Yes, I kind of already seen it. But I can't tell y'all because it's hush hush. But back to this kid named Adam, 14 years old, a producer. You've been working with him for a while now. And, I mean, look, this kid is good. Here is the song, Head Up, produced by Adam, right here.
Adam on the beat, go crazy.
This song I should speak and knock a shit. Ha, 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 is you mad? With my head up, I'll leave you red since you think you fit up. Now I'm walking with
Look, bro, this kid, Adam, man, y'all better watch out. look, this kid, Adam, hey, don't mess with him now, all right? This man coming.
Me and him got something special on the way.
So how'd you meet this kid? How'd you meet him? Where'd you find this dude named Adam?
Shoot, I met him through Instagram. Because he used to DM me, like, beats and stuff.
Yeah.
And I used to check him out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I checked him out sometimes. Like, but his beats were, like, the beats I wanted to use at the time. You know what I'm saying? But I still kept in touch with him, like, you know what I'm saying? He commented on my videos. I show him, like, yeah. And, like, I talked to him here and there. And then, like, he sent me some more beats over time. Like, yeah, oh, yeah, they're trying hard. Send me that beat. So I hopped on one of his beats one time. Yeah, me and him got some songs out on SoundCloud. He dropped, like, a little EP called Perfect Timing, like, a year ago. Mm. I got, like, two songs up there. But, yeah, I told him to send me some beats. And ever since then, me and him has been locked in. I'm like, hey, you got some more beats? Now he sent me some beats in. And I hop on probably the next day or that night, send it back to him within, like, a week or the same night sometimes. But, like I'm saying, just depending on how I'm feeling. But I met him through Instagram. He's real cool, though. That's my boy. My boy.
Shout out to Adam.
Shout out my boy, Adam Gray. Stop playing with him.
Right. So what do you think your fans are gonna think about this, about Golden Age?
That's a good question. Like, I've been thinking about that low key. It's just, I think they're gonna vote with it.
Yeah.
They're gonna vote with it. Like, they, like, there's no way you can't. Like, there's no way you can listen to it. You gotta rock with it, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I just got that sound. Like, if you listen to it, it's ear grabbing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you pulled into what I'm saying and how I'm saying it, and by the beat, because it's making you move a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And if you're really rocking with it, your head gonna start bopping, you feel me? When your head bopping, that's how you know it's a bop.
Right. Right.
That's why they gonna mess with it though.
Right. Yeah, because I did see
energy. And I just, like, progress, like, so much. So I just, like, they're going to be like, okay, you got to tune in to this.
For sure. Yeah, because the family right now, for us, we're just trying to, you know, get your name out there to everybody, from LinkedIn to YouTube to doing interviews and stuff like that. You know, just get you started before you make it to the big time, you know, and being at the top. Being at the top, kind of scary, low-key. So I've heard, yeah. You know, it's lonely at the top.
Can't have no fears and they don't know for real.
Facts. But speaking of at the top and being lonely, I know you have a girlfriend right now, actually. So how is it being an artist and having and being in a relationship as well? Like, what's that like? Come on, the people want to know.
I mean,
your relationship status.
It's just the same. I ain't really got no girl, but you know what I'm saying? But we're kind of cool. We like that, though.
So you got a cool friend?
It's the same. It's normal, bro.
So you got a cool friend. You got a friend girl and a girlfriend.
Yeah, I got a friend girl.
Okay, because I'm just saying, like, hey, if anybody on the market, I'm just saying, hey, you glitchy may be available. I'm just saying.
Can't do it.
He said can't do it, right. He said he's too focused on this golden age, and that's it. So what do you believe that this album is about? Like, what's the context of Golden Age?
So Golden Age, when you look up Golden Age on Google, it gives you a clear meaning. And it's like the idyllic past tense of happiness, prosperity, and abundance, or something like that. It's like some of those words, but... And it's like the theme, like every song is just like talks about not the, it talks about the bad but it also talks about the good. You know what I'm saying? So it's like coming from bad to good. You know what I'm saying? It's like overcoming from all the obstacles you had and just putting in something positive, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Life ain't hard. Life ain't easy. You know, you go through stuff, but it's like, how you gonna get out? How you gonna make yourself better? How you gonna make your life better?
Right, right.
That's so, like, looking at the age, it's like, it give you that feeling like, okay, it's something, like, it give you good vibes, you know? Mm-hmm. That's like the main part of trying to get folks good vibes.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you got to. Look, 2020 was not an easy year for anybody.
That's why I had to end it off with that golden age, because it ain't over. Not this shit ain't over. What?
Right.
Not it. No. Yeah.
So last question: if you had to give one word to your fans, what would it be? I want you to talk to your fans directly. What are you gonna say to them about this album?
One word.
Just what. What do you want to say to your fans about listening to this album?
Man, y'all hear this album? I just want y'all to, like, listen to it with an open mind and just enjoy it. Like, enjoy it in the moment. Like, enjoy it now. I'm trying to tell you. It's going to give you that good feeling you're going to want. And it's going to make you come back for more, I feel like. I put a lot of energy and effort into this. I made it all by myself. Besides the beats, but production-wise, it's all me. Voice-wise, it's all me. I ain't got no ghostwriter besides D. Gucci. I feel like this album is gonna be one of my best ones. I feel like y'all really gonna rock with it. And it's like, this is something different. You know what I'm saying? So I need some new music. I know y'all do. It's the end of 2020. Get your mind right. This album gonna get your mind right. So anybody can do it. You just gotta put time and effort, and you gotta be dedicated. And you really got to have self-motivation. If you got self-motivation, who going to motivate you? I know some of y'all don't like being told what to do, so how are you going to do it? So you got to tell yourself what to do sometimes. But
right.
That's just to make you guys. Hope y'all enjoy the album. I got a special video on the way, too. And something different, too. So everything I do is by myself. So let's let y'all know, y'all really don't need anybody else to do everything for you. But sometimes if you need help, that's cool. But if you know you can do it, go ahead and get out. Like,
Right, absolutely. Yep.
Don't wait. You waste some time by waiting on somebody else to do it for you. So get out of the way.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Hey, from D Glitchy's from D Glitchy's voice, you know, I can't edit this. You know, look, I can't make that stuff up. I'm trying to tell you, I can't make this up. For real. But like I said, you know, go out and listen to D Glitchy's new album, Golden Age, out today on SoundCloud/D Glitchy, also on Spotify and Apple Music, and also an exclusive coming out today, a new music video from D Glitchy himself. He said it's something different, so y'all better be ready. Hey, big shout out to the fam, big shout out to all y'all. Hope you guys have an amazing Christmas this week. If you guys want to listen to the whole interview, this interview is out on Friday, this upcoming Friday, so that you guys can listen to it, you guys can watch it, and also on the podcast, Stay Woke with Ant, Waking Up with Energy, the podcast, it will be out this Friday as well. Hope you guys stay tuned, stay up, stay woke, and wake up with energy every single day. All right.